There are markers besides climate change too. Microplastics in oceans and rivers are laying down sedimentary layers of chemicals never seen before in nature. Nitrogen fertilizers have altered the balance of chemical isotopes in peat bogs. The world is in the midst of a mass extinction. At the same time, shipping and air travel have scattered much of the remaining flora and fauna far from where they evolved. Both the extinction and the redistribution will be visible when what is alive today joins the fossil record of the past. The IUGS's rules say that geological transitions must be marked not just by a particular event, but by a specific alteration in a specific geological feature. For instance, the start of the Ediacaran period, 635 million years ago, is defined by a visible change in a band of exposed rocks in southern Australia. The AWG's announcement marked the end of a years-long search for a suitable marker for the Anthropocene. Scientists examined sites from the estuaries of San Francisco to the sediment beneath Vienna's main square before settling on Crawford Lake. The lake has several advantages. Every summer, as the surface waters warm, flakes of calcium carbonate precipitate out and drift to the bottom. There they form regular white bands amid the sediments, much like age rings in trees. The sediments themselves lie deep enough that they remain undisturbed by the wind and waves above. They therefore contain records, in date order, of everything from CO2 concentrations to particles of plutonium from the explosions of nuclear weapons, the first of which happened in 1945. Indeed, the AWG has proposed that the subsequent spike in plutonium, an element which was vanishingly rare before the atomic age, should serve as the primary marker for the beginning of the Anthropocene. Not everyone is convinced, for plutonium is unstable. The isotopes that the AWG have in mind have half-lives of 6,500 and 24,000 years, meaning almost all the plutonium will be gone within 200,000 years. Dissidents suggest that fly ash from fossil fuel combustion would make a better alternative. Like plutonium, it is not something that the planet has seen before. And unlike plutonium, it will, if left undisturbed, hang around in the rocks for many millions of years to come.